you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Hiya and a good Saturday. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Julia Paskin, and on today's show, we bring you an Air Talk interview with Public Enemies Chuck D and anthropology professor Sammy Aleem. They'll discuss UCLA's new hip-hop initiative and the lasting impact of the genre. But first, here's what's happening in LA. The Los Angeles Archdiocese is not happy about a controversial new campaign ad that features Sheriff Alex Villanueva inside a local church. KPCC's Robert Garova has more.
The video shows Villanueva pensively walking inside St. Alphonsus Church in East LA. The sheriff clasps his hands together in prayer as images of turmoil and unrest are projected onto stained glass windows and religious figures.
Lord, give me the strength to protect the public from violent crime. Give me the humility and patience to not let the naysayers discourage our brave women and men from serving with honor.
The Villanueva campaign said in an emailed statement that it received permission to film from St. Alphonsus Church and a priest was on set during filming. But the LA Archdiocese says it was not properly informed, either by the parish or the Villanueva campaign. According to Archdiocese policy, church property cannot be used for candidates' political campaigns. In a statement, the Archdiocese says it requested that the ad be taken down and was assured that it would be removed. I'm Robert Garova.
And the LA City Council wants Angelenos to help crack down on idling commercial vehicles. Council members are asking several city departments to look into creating a community reporting system that's integrated into the 311 or a similar online tool. Councilmember Joe Buscaino says in his motion that he wants the system to be similar to New York City's Citizen Air Complaint Program, which allows people to submit videos of idling cars to receive a quarter of the fine the city collects for the infraction. You can find all kinds of wildlife, including geese, turtles, and ducks, within a wetland sanctuary in South LA. KPCC's Zoe Kurland took a walk around.
Water is a peaceful thing, and it's serene, and it makes people feel calmer.
That's former LA City Councilmember Jan Perry at Augustus F. Hawkins Natural Park, an oasis at the corner of Slauson and Compton. Here, street sounds fade away and tall trees shade visitors seeking respite from the heat.
I was always concerned that South Los Angeles is hotter than the rest of the city because we don't have as many trees over here. And historically, there's been a lot of light industrial activity, which means lots of metal, sheet metal, cement, things like that.
Perry spearheaded the wetlands project, which has transformed the area into a miniature wildlife sanctuary.
Look over there. There's a baby. See the baby?
We pass a recently hatched gosling, along with a large group of turtles bobbing to the surface.
Look at all of the turtles over there. There must be like 30 of them. There's a lot of traffic here today. You picked a good day to come.
Augustus F. Hawkins Natural Park is open daily. If you're driving down Slauson near Compton Avenue, you'll spot it. Just look for the tall green trees. I'm Zoe Kurland.
And we should note that Jan Perry is currently running for Congress. And Clock Shop's second annual kite festival is happening at the LA Historic State Park today. Organizers say it's a response to the planned aerial gondola project that will run through a portion of the park's airspace. Clock Shop director Sue Bell Yank says rather than address the situation with a protest, the kite festival is an appreciation of the park.
The way Clock Shop wants to do things is to celebrate the space, celebrate the communities that fought for it for many decades, and to really just uplift what we have, which is this beautiful green space, this open air.
LA Aerial Rapid Transit says that the gondola will make it easier for families to enjoy the park without a car. So we're seeing a bit of that cloudy May gray weather. National Weather Service meteorologist Stephanie Sullivan.
Typically in May, what happens is that the atmosphere is warming as we get into summer. But as that relatively warm air blows over our cold ocean, it forms this marine layer cloud cover.
And those conditions make cloud cover more consistent, hence the names May Gray and June Gloom.
Mm-hmm. Good news for hip-hop heads. UCLA wants to become the world's leading center for hip-hop studies. The university has launched a hip-hop initiative that will include a book series, community programs, and postdoctoral fellowships. Rapper Chuck D, co-founder of the rap group Public Enemy, is the program's first artist in residence. Anthropology professor Sami Alim is spearheading the initiative and says the program will invite examination not just of the music, but of the culture that birthed it. Recently on Air Talk, host Austin Cross spoke with Alim and Chuck D about the vision for the program and the lasting impact of hip-hop.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel.
Without yes. Welcome back to Air Talk. I'm Austin Cross, in for Larry Mantle. This right here is Rebel Without a Pause by Public Enemy, which was the first single from the hip-hop group Public Enemy off their 1988 album, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. Public Enemy has been credited with rewriting the rules of hip-hop. They're the self-proclaimed Rolling Stones of rap, and now founder and frontman of the group Chuck D is the first artist in residence at UCLA's new hip-hop initiative. The university's Ralph J. Bunch Center for African American Studies has launched a book series, community engagement program, and postdoctoral fellowship, all with the intention of bringing scholarship and deeper exploration to the impact of hip-hop culture, both locally and beyond. It is only fitting that the initiative's first artist in residence is one of the all-time greats of hip-hop, the socially and politically conscious Chuck D. So joining me to talk about the program and its goals are Sami Alim, anthropology professor at UCLA and director of the Hip-Hop Initiative, and Chuck D, legendary rapper, frontman of Public Enemy and the Hip-Hop Initiative's, like I said, very first artist in residence. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Sami, this was your brainchild. What's the inspiration for the project?
Well, I, along with Tabia Shawl and Samuel Lamontagne and others, we recognize that hip-hop studies has been going on here at UCLA actually for decades. And so we're building upon a very rich history of hip-hop studies here on this campus. Pioneers like Professor Cheryl Keyes, Robin Kelly, folks who have been studying hip-hop culture for the last three or four decades. In fact, Cheryl Keyes' work, I first cited her 1984 piece. And so just by way of saying, we're building upon a rich history here. In fact, one of the first hip-hop conferences here was in the 1990s. And it was a huge hip-hop conference about the transformative power of hip-hop culture, the social justice movements within hip-hop culture. And so the work has been going on for decades. Right now, in this particular moment, we are entering the 50th anniversary of the hip-hop cultural movement. That is 50 years of hip-hop culture, of music, poetics, and the social and political impact of the movement from South Central to South Africa is being felt in a big way. So five decades in, we're now taking a look back because we have a critical mass of hip-hop studies scholars here at UCLA to do the serious, rigorous, academic, scholarly work that the culture itself deserves. And we are doing it side by side in collaboration with hip-hop artists who we view not just as culture creators, but also as cultural theorists, those who not just produce the art and with care in the craft, but also understand its social and political significance and interpret that for us and with us. So we are very happy to have Chuck D as our inaugural artist in residence. So teaching and learning alongside Chuck D creates this incredible pedagogical opportunity. And it's a historic moment that we all recognize as we are working and teaching and learning together. And like you said in the introduction, there's nobody better than Chuck D. Chuck D and Public Enemy are the most globally recognized symbols of hip hop culture around the world, right? That speaks to their importance. Yes, they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but to me, the true importance is that everywhere I go, from South Africa to Brazil to Palestine to Japan, it's Chuck D to France and Public Enemy who have impacted youth and the global youth movement everywhere. This is the power of hip hop culture. This is why we're launching this initiative. This is why we have Chuck D with us, and we're so happy and honored to be able to do so.
And I want to keep with this idea of social theorists. And Chuck D, when I look back on Public Enemy and your lyrics, like in Fight the Power, it's evergreen stuff. I mean, the social and racial issues you guys were calling out in 1989 are still issues today. So I want to ask you, how has hip hop helped to amplify marginalized voices over those years?
Well, it was an amplification because, and thanks for the invite to this show. Amplification because a lot of the portals were closed. Just I put a little tweet out there today that all you had to do is to be able to get a feel of the landscape and the soundscape of the United States of America of the 20th century. Is all you had to do is watch a sporting event or some major event, or award show from 1950 to 1990, and you see very little inclusion of anybody else except for, you know, white America. So hip hop is actually that fly in the buttermilk that jumped on top of that and said, we're here too. And then with this program, the brainchild, Dr. Sammy Aleem, it's imperative that you have a head on top of the body. The body of works are out there, but the reason that you have an array of tenured academics and people that are into different realms of society, and not from an artistic standpoint, but from an administrative and even protecting standpoint, is that you want to have at least the first, middle, and final word of the definitive art form that it is, you know. And if you don't do it, what hip hop has shown to have happened to it is that because it is viewed as something that doesn't speak for itself into the mainstream, other than the art, you have industry speak for it. And whenever industry or big business or capitalism has a final word, it doesn't end well. So this was imperative that people come to the table with their tenure and speak for the art form, not only to boost it further into the 21st century, to define it and also protect it.
And you know what? That really seems to line up with what we've heard from you for decades, because, again, referencing one of your songs, Don't Believe the Hype, the sense that I get is that it's about how media can manipulate stories and even present both sides, which can make a person question what's right or what's moral or what's correct. And so there's a lot to be said about the value of helping young people take their truths directly to the people as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. We've seen in the last 15, 20 years that media has made a mockery of itself to the point where very few people out there trust any news from anywhere. So, and especially the last 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not saying that culture has the definitive truth, but when news, you know, reduces itself to entertainment, culture just looms larger.
Dream Hampton, who's on the initiative's advisory board, has said that this is a historic moment for hip hop, that it's entering into its museum phase. What does that mean, and why is that so important?
That's right. We have a national advisory board of Joan Morgan, Davey D, Jeff Chang, Chuck D, of course, as well as Dream Hampton. And in our conversations, we're realizing that we're in a really important historic moment for hip hop culture, right? So as we approach the 50th year mark of hip hop cultural history and musical history, we're starting to realize that hip hop is entering, as Dream said, its museum phase. So museums everywhere from New York to Johannesburg and everywhere in between are now being dedicated strictly to the preservation and documentation of hip hop culture. And that's one of the things we're trying to really emphasize in this initiative. We have historians who are working with us, literary scholars, scholars of cultural movements and social movements, scholars of indigenous cultures, musicologists, dance scholars, and we're all documenting these last five decades of the hip hop cultural movement in order to make sure, like, here's the question we have, right? This is a culture that started from particular communities, Black and brown communities that were oppressed, right? Contained and abandoned, as Jeff Chang writes. But yet it has touched every corner and inspired every corner of the globe. This is something we take very seriously. And so when we're thinking about hip hop entering its museum phase, we want to know and we want to make sure that in the next 50 years, in the next 100, 150 years, 200 years, people will have resources, right, to go to about hip hop culture, scholarship to look to about hip hop culture. Right. And so we take this very seriously as an enterprise, as a cultural mandate. We need to do justice by hip hop culture itself, because many of us were raised with hip hop culture. We keep playing It Takes a Nation of Millions in the commercials and introductions, et cetera. That's what first introduced me to Chuck D and Public Enemy, was It Takes a Nation of Millions. I was one of those kids that you're talking about. I was 11 and 12 years old at the time. And what Public Enemy did was raise my consciousness, both through the music, the samples. What book are they talking about? Who is that person that they're talking about and referencing? And it made my curiosity. It elevated it, and it elevated my consciousness, as it did for millions of youths around the world. So now it's our turn, as those raised in hip hop culture and within hip hop culture, to give back to the culture by working with the artists to produce the next generations of scholars and the next generation of scholarship.
And speaking of, you know, raising consciousness, Chuck D, you know, in your song Fear of the Black Planet, you have this line that says, "Man, you need to calm down. Don't get mad. I don't need your sister. But suppose she said she loved me. Would you still love her, or would you dismiss her?" These are heavy subjects for 1990, and you're not just having those conversations, you're leading them for society and then for people like Sammy Aleem, who's listening to this stuff and his consciousness is getting raised. You know, what makes hip hop the right medium for these discussions?
Austin, thank you for the words. It's a culmination of a lot of different art forms. Rap music is not a music, it's a vocal application on top of the music that's already been out and defined over the last 100 years, especially recorded music. The documentation is right there. So the explanation can best come from academics, especially in a whirlwind where policy, government, society, the media wants to be able to call it what it is instead of it being what it is. Sometimes it has to speak for itself. So we needed to help, and this program is a beautiful start to be able to say, after 50 years, you can't make adolescent excuses. 50 years is a long period of time. And going into the museum phase, we must be clear to say that it's necessary, because it's necessary that we be caretakers instead of undertakers. And it's a big difference between a museum and a cemetery. So definitions, boundaries, and some kind of game plan, it's good to have this start off right now. And everybody coming to the table tenured with the scholars that, Dr. Aleem, he's a genius. He's brought scholars, Breon Bain and Jeff Chang, Davy Cook, Dr. Gay, Teresa Johnson. You know, these minds are looking out for the betterment of where we could go as a society, and especially a society within a society. And why not have the music as its soundtrack?
UCLA has launched a new hip-hop initiative. I'm talking about it with Sammy Aleem, professor of anthropology and African-American studies at UCLA, and Chuck D, legendary rapper and frontman of Public Enemy. And, you know, Chuck D, Mary in View Park, she emailed us and she says, "This man's booming voice and intellectual wordsmithing changed the game. He and Public Enemy stepped forward to give voice to my generation's pride, defiance, and angst. And what I love about Public Enemy is that they didn't hate on Black women, as so many hip hop artists have and still do. They celebrated us as much as they celebrated black men. I know many of us old heads say it a lot, but hip hop was really better then, more conscious, more open, and about something other than money, sex, and fame. And, you know, with just about a minute left, Chuck D, I want to get your take on this because a lot of people have voiced, you know, hip hop was better back in the time when you were making it. Is there something to be said about that? Or, you know, is all hip hop valid in some way because it's coming directly from a person and their point of view?
Well, today we have a significant release that is being listened and watched by a lot of people across the globe, and that's Kendrick Lamar's newest album.
Oh, yeah.
So the anticipation for Kendrick Lamar today shows that there is still resonance in the music. You can boom a voice, but if you don't fill the voice with something, you know, and you don't connect it to anything, then you got something that just ends up as an echo. So, I mean, today is a good day for that because within that dialogue that Kendrick is going to put out there is actually the seed of what the genius of Dr. Samuel Aleem saw even years ago when things like this significantly happened.
Sammy Aleem, I'll just give you about 30 seconds left of the show, but to give you final word, you know, what is it that you're hoping that young people can take away from this initiative, or people of all ages can take from this initiative?
That is, we need to take hip hop culture seriously. This is a culture that, if you remember, and I know Chuck remembers this, people were calling a fad. They were saying it wouldn't last. And they said the same about hip hop scholarship. Why are you going to box yourself in and study something so small, they would tell me. Now hip hop culture dominates the globe. It is a continuation of black freedom culture. And in Chuck D's words, the next iteration of black creativity for survival, even in the most brutal of contexts. What I want people to take away from this initiative is that this is something worthy of study. It's something important to study, and it impacts folks, not just here in the U.S., but globally over time and space, and we are prepared to do that with Chuck D.
That is Sammy Aleem from UCLA and artist Chuck D. My thanks to you both. I'm Austin Cross. We leave you with Public Enemy's hit from the summer of 89, Fight the Power. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hear the drummer get wicked.
Hey, thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest news, as well as the continuation of our series, Hidden Curriculum. That's about the skills students need to succeed in college, but that aren't taught in the classroom. Until then, I hope you have a good one. I'm Julia Paskin.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.